Does anybody have any comments or questions about anything? You know, this happened a little bit earlier. It was kind of strange. I noticed this. If one of you is talking, then I could sort of hear that person, but the other one would start talking, and then couldn't hear them at all, and then they would pick up. So, like, the mic is picking up one at a time, but not right away or something. Whoever's talking, I'm getting as close as you can to the computer, I guess.
Well, I get up there, and then you can see my ugly face.
Yeah, that's fine. I've got one of those. So I heard that, but it's still soft. Maybe it's the volume on the mic.
Anyway, the question I had was the shot. Is anybody taking the shot?
I'm not. that's just me, maybe, but I'm definitely not going to do that. I've already had the virus. I know what that feels like.
Yeah.
I didn't enjoy it, but it was 3 or 4 days and then I was fine. So the shot's like Russian roulette, whereas the virus, I know what, why would I risk something like that when I already know what the alternative would be? You know, I realize the news is pushing all sorts of variants that are coming out that are much more dangerous. That's just all to me. That's just a scam to try to get jabbed. But
no, I guess I probably shouldn't have asked that question. But I just was wondering if other people have the same unknown concerns, the concerns that we don't know about. The testing on it and that sort of thing, so inadequate. If anybody was afraid to take it, because I am.
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of heads nodding. So probably, you know, in the videos that we've sent out, we have found out the hard way that not all of the details of all of the videos have necessarily been consistent with each other or maybe even accurate, but they all have a common theme, which is do not take this vaccine. That's been consistent with all of them. Unless you want to believe CNN and ABC and CBS and the CDC and Joe Biden and Dr. Fauci and so you kind of, it gets back, who are you going to believe? They'll tell you it's safe. I keep getting, this is the second or third email I've been invited now at least 3 times to just zip right down to my doctor. Because since I'm in the 70 area category of age thing, I'm ready. They want me. they're ready to give it to me. I qualify other people that are younger or more healthy or whatever, you know, but, so yeah, they send me a sheet explaining how safe it is and why it's safe and why these other things are not true and all that. So, but no, I don't think most people that we know are planning on doing that. There's a law right now, it's House Bill 140 in Idaho that has, I think it's made it through the House and it's on its way to the Senate, that prohibits any discrimination by an employer of an employee for not taking the vaccine.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know how many states are going
to
do that.
Yeah, that needs to pass.
Yeah, that would be awesome. And I could see Idaho doing something like that. I'm not sure what happens at the federal level, if that's a state's rights issue or can that be overridden. Or I don't know those things because I'm not, you know, but I do know that there are some states and a lot of people that are going to be pushing back through everything that they can through the courts and other and legislation to try to prevent any kind of mandating from taking place. There may have been some anticipation of that, which is probably why Israel, that guy from Israel had said that, I think their health, I don't know what they call them over there, their health president or something said, the government won't force you to take the vaccine because that's against our laws. But the grocery store will, the supermarket will, you won't be able to, if you saw JD's thing, you won't be able to buy or sell without taking it. And that's possible. I know that's going to be the characteristic of the tribulation for these things. How much of that happens before we leave, I don't know. But yeah, there could be some pressure.
Yeah, I'll just say, I think it's something on all of our minds. You know, yeah. I think your concerns are not unique, for sure.
Vaccine.
With the vaccine, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We're seeing an increase of the rollout and the push for it and the threat of new variances and of the virus that will get us if the first one didn't, in case you recovered from the first one and you think you're safe, you're not because of what's coming next. And if you just keep in mind, like, I don't remember how long ago it was, but a couple studies ago, we talked about if you can get up and look kind of down on the spiritual side of things to where this is all going, and you realize that the goal of everything is to vaccinate the entire world, to bring them into that place of tracing and tracking and surrender to the Antichrist. So you know that this was the goal, at least prior to the tribulation, including in it, but prior to it for sure, the goal was the vaccination. That was the goal. The virus was simply a means to an end, that whole plandemic. And then the media, all the things that are happening in a sense, I mean, they're all vital and they're huge and they're impacting the economy and nations and people and shifting the world governments and the world economic, all that stuff's happening. But the real goal in all of this was to get the whole human population to a place where they'd have these things in their body through a vaccination.
Yeah.
So if you could go back to, like, I think the first incidents I found some of these things was 1992 with, you know, Agenda 2021, Agenda 2030, all those things that they were talking about back then. They had laid out a plan which included a pandemic and which included the takedown, the lockdown of an economy in our country to remove America from the globalist, to put it into the globalist mindset. Those plans were laid out a long time ago, but they all led to a vaccine, which led to the surrender unto a global governance that would be able to provide that for everyone to save all of us.
Sure. You know,
save our health and make us part of this great big global family that Michael Jackson sang about. We are the world, you know. So yeah. It's all been moved. That's why I think for a lot of people, it's not just the vaccine and as related to our health. There's a spiritual component to this. I think this vaccination is on people's minds all around the world as kind of like this last ditch cry for understanding and what do I do and where is this going to take me? They may not be conscious that it has that spiritual component. They might just be thinking of their health versus their personal rights as citizens, not to have, you know, not to be able to give informed consent in order to get a vaccine. They may not know all of that, but you're right. There is something happening all the way around this world, and everybody, it's on the main thing on their mind right now isn't really the all the National Guard troops in D.C., which is an issue, or, you know, is the economy going to bound back, and how are everybody's investments going to do in the stock market, and is Israel going to have another war? It's the vaccine. It's being vaccinated. Yeah. It's huge on every level. So that's kind of why I keep sending these videos out as I get them, because we all want answers to that.
But. Yeah. Okay.
Hey, Dennis.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't want to dwell on, I know that you want to get more into the spiritual end, but if someone wants, I received a really good thing from Anthony Patch. He sends me some great stuff, and I think it's Judy Mikowitz and Robert Kennedy. They're sitting, I forget what church it is, it's in California, but they really give a great explanation of the history of vaccines since, you know, my wife and I have been in this boat for the last 10 years. So if you want, I'll send it to you, and if anyone wants to hear it, you know, so.
Yeah, absolutely. But, I'll forward it on, sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Going back in the message, though, it really resonated with me because when I'm noticing even now, you know, the Lord just tearing things away, if I were to explain my life, it would be a series of broken dreams. And I'm starting to understand that, you know, God is, you know, it's like a puppet whose strings are, you know, slowly being, you know, each one's being clipped. And, you know, when I'm noticing now is that there's such a tear for me because, you know, I'm looking at my life and seeing, you know, the dreams that could possibly happen, you know, seeing how the world is turning the way it is. I feel like there's no room for dreams anymore. And, you know, God is showing me, you know, you're striving for a happy meal. Meanwhile, you know, I have a filet mignon dinner waiting for you. And so I love the lesson today. It really resonated with me because of that fact. And sometimes, like I said, it's such a tearing that we're dealing with here because we're so earthbound sometimes and we're forgetting that our hope is not here and our dreams, like you mentioned before with Abraham, he didn't see the promise, you know. So I want to thank you for that lesson.
Yeah, you know, there's I sent out, Tom Hughes and Brandon Holdhouse were having a discussion, and I think I sent that out. That just one example that Brandon gave, I think he was talking about marriage counseling, a younger couple, and he had mentioned something about the rapture and their somehow that came up, and they said, well, that'd be great, but I hope that doesn't happen before we get to go on our honeymoon. And again, it was one of those things where, you know, I understand the feelings and all of that, but if the churches would teach and we could somehow get a grip on what heaven really is, where this is all, things like that, that would never even, you know, even as a young couple looking forward to a honeymoon, are you kidding? Compared to that, you want to delay his coming for 2 weeks so you can go to Hawaii instead of right now go to that. It just shows how much we don't know about that. And that's what I said. That's unfortunate.
You know, if I can add something, I'm sorry. But you know, we have young kids. I think this right now, I find it a little bit of a struggle. Because, you know, I'm not giving them all the details and information because how does a young kid absorb this stuff? Mm-hmm. And speaking of the rapture, they've heard us, mention the word, you know, the word. And it's a scary thing sometimes I find out when I mention it because some, you know, I don't know if we had a Left Behind flick and they saw the trailer and they kind of got freaked out by some of, you know, just the special effects of someone being there and then you just see their clothes because they're asking, Daddy, where'd he go? But even my 10-year-old, you know, she's like, well, I want to grow up here, Daddy. I want to grow up here. And I'm trying to make this, and if anyone has any suggestions, I'm definitely open to it. But it's, for me, I find it sometimes a struggle, even though they are getting excited now because they're seeing this world as, you know, something that's foreign to them now. They're not able to see their friends as much. It's not as exciting as it used to be. And, you know, we keep on promoting this idea that, you know what, all this stuff that we're seeing right now, we're not going to see this in heaven. It's going to be a place where we don't have to worry about COVID. We don't have to worry about the masks. We're going to see our friends all the time. We're not going to be isolated. But like I said, right now for us, my wife and I, we have, you know, our young kids just trying to be able to just explain this sometimes. I don't want to go too much into that because I believe truly that, you know, there's some stuff that maybe they should be ignorant about. But, you know, like I said, if there's anyone that's, you know, can give me some advice on this, I would definitely be open-minded here.
Well, I know one thing that we've watched because just grandkids is like having them, rather than telling them so much the specifics of what heaven will be or all that, just draw out from them, just think of all the things that you, as a 10-year-old, all the things that are the most incredible, wonderful, awesome things to you. What would you like to have more than anything else in the world if you could? And if it's friends, then let them play with that in their minds as their imagination. Say, well, that's exactly what's going to happen, you know, when he comes back. You will have all of those things and a lot more as a surprise for you. Because if it's not, if each message that we give to kids or others isn't adjusted perfectly to their level, then not only will they probably miss it, it'll go over their head, but it could be scary because they don't understand, they could be afraid of, especially if they're watching a movie with people disappearing out of their clothes and then all the events of the tribulation and all. Yeah, that's, but what do they want? You know, what would you like? It's like, I think I gave that illustration one time. Some child walked up to Billy Graham and said, will my doggy be with me in heaven? And he said, would that make you happy? And she said, oh, absolutely. Then he'll be there. You know, and that's so appeal at her level. What would be the most thrilling thing to you? Well, that's exactly that's what it's going to be. But beyond that, yeah, you're right. We don't have to unload on them. They're, you know, brand new Christians.
I saw that John MacArthur one time, this little kid asked if there'd be animals in heaven. He's like, nope, no animals. Those aren't for heaven. I was like, man, that was so rude to that little kid.
Well, that doesn't make, the Bible doesn't say that.
That's yeah, weird. I know. I was pretty shocked that he said that.
How about
that?
The lion will lie down with the lamb?
Yeah. You know,
there's all sorts of animals talked about in the Old Testament and during the millennial kingdom.
Yeah. We've lived our lives. We're nearing retirement and we're fine with letting this world go. We're coming to that point a lot faster than our kids are, you know. They're just busy with their lives and still planning for their futures. And I know God can bring them to the place where they need to be, but that's a concern, right? That they aren't ready, in a sense.
Yeah, well, it isn't. It isn't a concern in terms of their spiritual development because they're kids, but...
they're not kids. They're in their 30s.
Well, I know, but I mean, to us. I realize that. They're in their 30s. But, you know, we have the same, Sam's, one of our son and his daughter, they have, you know, kids that are younger, like, 1, 3, 4, that area. And the option of seeing things develop and especially just fear around what's coming, those kinds of things. It's going to take an incredible faith as well as vision to walk through this next year. And I think for me, the only way that I can do that is to hold on to who's holding on to me. He's got to see me through this. I don't have the strength for this. I'm not one of those people. I don't know if you remember, I don't know if I mentioned it, but Hudson Taylor, when he knew God wanted him to go to China and be a missionary, he was in England, and he started sleeping on a mat on the floor, fasting enough so that he would not really even need food. I mean, just what he would need to survive. In other words, rearranging his entire life to start experiencing hardship before he got there, knowing that that would be there when he got there. Well, that's a heck of a commitment. That's not something a lot of people would be willing to do. And, I'm not Hudson Taylor. If this stuff comes down for me, I've got to trust that the Lord will meet me with what I need when I get there, because I'm not walking into this as some big courageous faith hero. And our kids so far much, less than that. Whenever we do these studies on the overcomers, I keep pushing the issue is, where's the heart at? It's not how much do they know. How well have they sorted out the comparisons between earth and heaven? It's not all of that as much as, do they want what God wants to the extent that at that age they're able to want what God wants? Is that rather than, no, I would just soon settle for this Laodicean Christianity that has swamped the nation. They want more. They don't get it. And they may not want it as much as they're going to later. But, it's like Mark said, the strings are being cut. This world is getting, there's one big advantage to all this pressure in the world right now is it's starting, even to take, the youngest kids are starting to see this is not really where I want to live after all. I think that's one of the reasons God's doing it. Take as many people that are currently in a Laodicean state and help them. He has no desire to judge Laodicea. Help them out of it. Help them see. And have their eye, as one of the recommendations he gives to them is to have eye salve for your eyes so that you can see what this world is really like and then maybe make a break. So that's what I think over the next year or so, that's what's going to happen is there's a lot of people that are going to just wake right up just because of the pressure. And that's a good thing. I'm worried about, our kids, our grandkids, all that stuff is something that it just, that's why I said earlier, this is one of the most the fight of faith is the most difficult fight there is.
Back to the vaccine, my boss she went out of her way to get it a couple weeks ago, and she experienced vertigo and her arm was bruised for a week and sore. And then one of my coworkers, I just happened to overhear her today. She just got it yesterday, and she said that she got really bad chills, and then she started having dreams of zombies, and she's like, I wonder if they put something in me that I'm going to turn into a zombie. I was just like, there's no way I'm getting that thing. Yeah. People are going out of their way to get it. Like it's, you know, like toilet paper, you know, back in a few months ago.
Did you read the thing about the women that dressed up like they were older? Like they gave themselves like white hair and old people dress and stuff. So they could, and they got in line to get the vaccine as if they were older. Yeah. It's getting weird how badly people want to get something that they have no idea what it's going to do to them.
Scary.
Yeah. Well, I underlined something you said, Dennis. It was the Lord is pulling the world out of us. I thought that was such a good thing. It really stood out to me. It's so true. It's so true.
One string at a time.
It kind of feels like you know how you know you're going to quit a job. And you kind of don't invest anything, and you kind of just let things, you know, go in one ear. That's how it kind of feels now in the world, you know. You know you're leaving soon, so you're just kind of like, yeah. People talk about, oh, you know, 10 years from now, this and that. You know, it's just kind of that feeling.
I know, and there's still people doing that. There's still people that we know that are talking about 10 years from now, just as it just kind of floats out. And I don't know, it's weird. There's no way I could have taught more on how close we are than what we've done. And I don't think everybody believes that. And that's fine. If it turns, like I said, if 2021, 22 comes and goes and we're still here, then I will be, you just back out of this study for sure. But I just don't see that. As a matter of fact, who was it? Maybe it was Tom, and I lose track of all these videos and stuff, but that said, it was JD. Think about, go back to the virus, go back to February of 2020 when we knew that this virus had just hit and we didn't know where anything was going. And think about all the stuff that's happened this last year, from, you know, the virus to the masks to the riots to Antifa and Black Lives Matter and the election and the lockdowns and the economy. I mean, just in 12 months' time, look at all that's happened. Mm-hmm. And tell me things aren't speeding up in what 2021, people say, well, you know, there's a lot to be done before, you know, really? You don't think things can go that fast? Look at last year. So, it's just one of those things that I'm just really considering, looking around and considering what's going on. And I don't think it's too difficult to come to the conclusion that we're moving at a very accelerated pace and we're in birth pangs, and it's just going to pick up, not slow down. And all those things I listed aren't even including all of the things that we, behind the scenes, I've seen reports about earthquakes. I've seen reports. Oh, here's one for you. This is just to weird you out. This is totally designed to freak you out. The news is starting to do teasers of UFOs increasingly. Yeah. I don't know if you've noticed that or not.
Yeah.
I always, my daily dose of super liberal media, which I do every morning just to make sure I'm reading that side, is the Drudge Report. And it draws from all the different liberal platforms and networks. And this, just today, the first five headline type things were about the American Airlines pilot that recently saw this UFO, and they're not, the airline itself is not denying that he saw it. And so it's just like but that's been growing. And the reason I said it's going to weird everybody out is because, you know, when pastors or anybody starts talking about UFOs, it's like, okay, that's it. We're out of here, which is unfortunate because this is recorded. So I'll probably lose some people over this. But all I'm saying is that there has been a theory floating around ever since, as long as I can remember, that ever when Star Trek first came on the scene, or actually I think Buck Rogers was before that, but Satan has had a plan to condition us to a number of things, not just globalism and not just, you know, a surrender through the vaccine, but through Hollywood. That's another one of his arms, you know, using things. And we've reached within the last few years, based on a Gallup poll, we've reached a place where over 60% of people in the United States believe in aliens, even though we have absolutely no concrete evidence that any of them exist. So where did they get that from? Well, if you sit in front of a television or go to a movie and there's enough of Star Wars and Star Trek and all of the different, you know, alien first encounter, close encounter, if this stuff is just pumping in, that some people, when they interview them, ask them, why do you believe that? And they says, well, it would be illogical to think that there wouldn't be intelligent life. Are we so arrogant that we think we're the only intelligent life out? So they just believe it. So there's been a conditioning, and the theory has been, and again, there's no, I can't think of a Bible verse, so I'm not going to do some dogmatic thing, but they call it the disclosure event, where there will be an unveiling. It'll be demons, obviously, not aliens, but there will be an unveiling of everything from craft to alien intelligences that are helping. They seeded this planet in the first place. That's where we came from, not God, but from, you know, highly intelligent foreign beings from other planets that seeded. And then they're here to help us. They realize the world's in crisis, or they're here to attack us. There's different theories on how that's going to play out, and then the Antichrist saves us. But somehow they say that they believe that this can't all be coincidence, all the sci-fi that's amplified over the last 100 years. It has to lead. There has to be happening for a reason that the enemy's doing that. This is his world. He's the prince of the power of the air. So he's doing this for something. And they just say that it'll be part of the great delusion, the great deception that comes. Is that it'll be that much. Think what a game changer that would be. You see these giant saucers, you know, hovering over all the major cities of the world. Do you think some Christians might have some problems with their faith at that point? Do you think that the world will just bow down at that point? Talk about an event, the disclosure event, having an impact on the deception in this world and the apostasy of the church. I mean, I could see where it would be a real smart move on the enemy's part to do something like that. I can't be dogmatic because I can't think of anything other than just circumstantial evidence for why that might happen. But anyway, I don't know what took us off on that. Somebody say something about UFOs, I hope. Anyway, whatever. So that's, watch for that. Now that you know, just, you know, don't watch for the ship. Watch for something in the news that seems to be offering an increased number of teasers around, yeah, we've been seeing stuff up there. There's been more sightings in New Mexico in the last year than the last 10 combined, and blah, blah, blah. So everything's got to be building up to something, everything, even if we don't know what. Okay, well, I'll let you go. I know that I tend to ramble. That's cool. I appreciate the conversation, and you know, we'll be praying, Mark, for you and your family and your kids. Yeah, we have the same questions in ours, and we just got to figure out how to best help them get from where they are to where, you know, they can be. So, but for now, I will sign off, and we'll see you next week.
Hey, Dennis.
Thanks, Dennis.
Yeah. I just want to say that you didn't fade in and out at all during this
really?
Session.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm gonna send out the recording. If maybe I'll send a question with it, then say we tried something new on the audio. Please, yeah. For those that haven't heard this yet, listen to it. If you see a difference, let me know, and maybe I won't have to channel things through New York again. That'd be awesome. So,
yeah, I don't think you do. So I think you're good.
Awesome. Okay, see you later.
Be safe, everyone.
Thank you.
Night.